Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news. And welcome back to another edition of Issues in Education. Mondays during the Noon Report, we spotlight the issues that impact our public schooling families with Dr. Ralph Kerr at the Teaching and Learning Institute in beautiful Houghton, New York. Ralph, hope you had a great weekend, sir. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Bob. Good to be with you again today.
Well, the dust has settled somewhat from last week's big school budget vote in New York. Been almost a week now, Ralph. Voters deciding their local school spending plans as well as the makeup of their school boards. Overall, what was your impression of that vote?
Well, the passage rate was 99.2%, which is huge.
Yeah.
There were obviously most districts, I think, actually only like six in the whole state budget went down. Unfortunately, though, the turnout was very low. One district reported it was 30% of the vote that they got last year. On the other hand, for some districts like Cuba Rushford, which is right near us here in Houghton, they had a 90% yes vote on a budget that they had to get at least a 60% because they were over the tax cap. So yeah. It does show there's continuing interest in supporting public education, and that's a really good thing.
One of the things you're really concerned with, and one of the main reasons we do this program, is to get more Christians involved in serving on their school boards. You told me last week, I thought this was fascinating, there were over 1,500 school board openings in New York. Why so many?
Well, that's the case, yes. It was very heartening on our part to see that. What happened was normally there's like in 50% of the districts, if there are two openings, there are two candidates. This year, that was not the case at all. There were hundreds of candidates running. And I think part of that is because some of the board members just simply are tired, particularly after this last year with all the controversy and the strain involved in the COVID. And then in other situations, as we've seen across, particularly in New York State, people are just moving away. They're tired of the taxation here in New York, and so they're moving away, and that also impacts people that are currently serving on boards of education.
Yeah, we need great people to step up and serve, that's for sure. This is something we've talked about before, too. It's almost becoming an epidemic. I'm not going to say pandemic. It's an epidemic. The bus driver shortage causing so many problems. How so, Ralph?
Well, it really is a problem. In a recent survey, 4 out of 5 districts that were recorded in the survey said that shortage of bus drivers is a real problem. And the director of transportation for the state of Pennsylvania, I think, really summed it up. One is that he recognized that bus drivers tend to be older people. Some of them have pre-existing medical conditions, and as a result of that, they're concerned about the impact of COVID on themselves. Others, because of COVID and being either laid off or unemployed or furloughed, they found other places to work, and so yeah, they're not inclined to come back to help with this bus driver shortage. I do like to offer some solutions, though, along with the problem, and some districts are beginning to look at this. One thing is that districts are looking at offering paid training for driver candidates. In the past, you had to pay for your own training. And other districts finally are making bus driving a full-time job, and those are great solutions.
Yeah, well, let's talk about the summer brain drain. This is the time of year when we start to pay attention to that. But, you know, it's a double whammy, of course. Typically, I heard up to 30% of the education gains in the school year are lost over the summer months. You combine that with the COVID learning slide. How is this going to make the job of teachers that much more difficult come September?
Well, it's just adding to what already is a difficult job. And that's because, as you said, there's going to be tremendous learning loss as a result of summer and COVID. And we talked recently, I think, about the fact that that's why we need some of the testing that parents are really opposed to at this point. But if that doesn't happen, then certainly in the fall, teachers are going to be doing a lot more testing to just sort of get a handle on where the children are. And I'm afraid there's going to be a lot of teaching to make up for the learning loss that has occurred over the last year or more.
All right. Boy, he sounds better than a politician, doesn't he? Dr. Ralph Kerr at the Teaching and Learning Institute. So many issues this week, Ralph. If folks want to learn more about your organization, where can they find you?
Thank you, Bob. They could simply go to yron.org, yron.org.